No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Come at me, bro.
Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. I'm Willie.
I'm Ginger, and fuck Cop City, and do what you can to get rid of that shit, because no one needs that in our lives.
And today we have special co-host JD. Welcome back.
What up?
Howdy, howdy, y'all. Nice to be back as always.
It's so nice to have you.
I appreciate y'all make me feel so tolerated. Thank you.
I mean,
it's our pleasure having you.
We find our own family, right? I know I had to find my own family, so.
That's 100% true there.
It might be sad, but it's true.
Yeah.
I pressed the wrong kind of awe. I meant something more like this.
That's a little more better, I guess.
That didn't come through. Ooh, I'll have to pretend it was an awesome sound effect.
Well, Ginger, before you open your beverage, I got a quote of the day.
Sweet, I gotta load up my soundboard.
I've got the rhythm in my trousers, that's for sure. That's another Space Ghost quote. Today is actually the 29th anniversary of the Space Ghost Coast to Coast TV show.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I knew it from you because you love Brack, and I had to get to like Brack. It took me a very long time, but now I respect Brack.
Yeah, he's an acquired taste. Oh yes, 100%.
I had 2 6-hour VHS tapes that I recorded all Space Ghost Coast to Coast on.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Not to be too much of a downer, but when the voice actor for Zorak and Voltar passed away, I legit cried.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Because he was the voice of those two and on Aqua Teen Hunger Force. You know how they used to have those scenes with the doctor at the beginning? The, gentlemen, behold!
Yes.
And then the, I don't know. He was both of those as well.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, oh, man, that range. To be able to do that and do the whole, I'm Zorak. It's like, dude, that's
pretty inspiring.
I don't want to lose that.
That's pretty awesome. Well, I mean, you can always do something nice for yourself, like record a few weird voices that, in homage. So, yeah, I got a beverage. I got another Sprecher. It's a black cherry fire brewed craft soda with honey. That was a nice crack.
So that's fire brewed. So it's like the opposite of Coors Light. Isn't that the one that's ice cold brewed?
I don't fucking know.
But this is not.
I'll give you a little bit so you don't waste it. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's really good. It is. It's on par with Faygo Black Cherry, in my opinion.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's real sugar and raw honey, but...
It's very sugary.
I think I prefer regular, the Faygo, because of the honey flavor in this one.
You can really pick up the honey flavor. Like, the cherry makes in even more than the root beer and more than the cream soda, because they all use honey. This one, you can taste the honey in more, definitely. It must just be the cherry.
I'll give it a 3.75 out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. It's good. I probably won't buy it again. But if it was like a soda or, you know, pop, whatever the fuck you want to call it, available to me, I would definitely grab that over... Like any kind of big pop or soda conglomerate. Unless it had Faygo 6040, man. Faygo 6040 is the best.
JD, do you have a beverage today?
give me a moment, because the fact I don't, y'all, obviously in the podcast, y'all can't see this. But while we're recording, my cat Danger has decided to start interrupting me and saying I need to play with her. So,
oh, I love don't it. Throw the cat like that.
Danger wants to join in a GRPVG episode every time. There we go. And that's fine.
Yep, that's yeah. Do you have any real life XP? No? Okay.
Like, yeah, bitch, so, throw that fucking toy. I'll bring it back to you. That's my real life XP.
So I literally, while you were drinking, God, okay, fine. All right, we're going to keep playing. I'm away from the microphone thanks to you, baby girl. I love my cats. I really do. Anyway, so I didn't realize, like, I went out this morning to get a drink. And I didn't realize it until we started recording right now that I've done this drink before.
It's okay.
So I went out and got a Mountain Dew Code Red.
Ah, shit. It's been a while, yeah, though.
Exactly.
Like, I think that's fine.
Yeah, you know, I'm a diabetic. I'm a terrible diabetic because I also went and got myself a giant Reese's peanut butter bar.
I mean, if...
But you can, I don't tend to...
You can always use us not as drink an excuse to get a soda.
Well, there you go. Oh, thank you.
I mean, honestly, you so if your blood
you
sugar...
You are enabler.
If your blood sugar goes down, you need that sugar to put it back up. So... I used to work with a diabetic that was always angry, and I was like, go have a fucking candy bar, man. And then he was happier, because his blood sugar was low.
So yeah. Is Mountain Dew Code Red, is that actually cherry flavor?
It's Mountain Dew with a rush of cherry flavor, okay. With other natural flavors.
And chemical flavors.
Citrus, yeah, cherry, yeah. Brominated vegetable oil, all that good stuff.
Yep, bug, because bugs are natural and they add flavor
and color.
Anyway, yeah, so I don't know if that's gonna anything. There was something there.
Nice crack pop.
There we go. I tend to drink like no sugar, low sugar stuff, and I was like, you know what, for today. I haven't had this in like I thought I hadn't had it in a decade. And no, I'm wrong.
Maybe like over a year or something.
That works. Oh my god, I've missed this flavor. Y'all. Oh, it's so good. I miss it. 572 out of 5. I miss this.
See, you can just give the flavors. It as a treat when it's around.
It's so much better than the watermelon stuff.
Oh, dude, their watermelon and their pineapple is straight trash garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Their pineapple is horrible. It's so fucking awful. It's so fucking awful. It's like a disgrace. It's a disgrace to pineapple.
All right, well, I have an imported beer this week.
Ooh, fancy.
Ooh.
A Belgian ale brewed and bottled by the Castle Brewery Van Hoosenbalk in Belgium.
All right.
They've been brewing since 1798.
Oh, shit.
I have a Briggen.
That's older than all of us, y'all. Woo!
So the Briggen has, like, a photograph of a guy with a bow and arrow, like... aiming an arrow kind of off to the side of you.
Is it like Men in Tights?
Yeah, pretty close.
Hell yeah. It's Robin. Nice. Robin from Red Hood. Nice crack. Yeah, it looks like a Robin Hood. Rob from the rich, give to the poor is the best.
It's pretty smooth. It's 9%.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Just a Belgian ale.
I loved, when I did drink, I loved a Belgian ale. It's like banana-y. Yeah. They're good. They're fucking good.
This one's not as banana-y.
Okay, is it more hoppy then?
Yeah, it's smooth. It still has a little bit of that flavor, but it's more mellow.
Okay.
There's a little bit of boozy note that's kind of bourbonish.
Because it's 9 fucking percent.
But that's very light. It was bottled 07-03-27. Whoa, this was bottled in the future.
No. If it's in from a different country, it's probably year, month, date.
Okay. Could be.
You see, what Willie didn't tell us when he said that he imported it is that he imported it from the future. That counts. It counts.
I mean, that's true.
It's pretty good. I like it. I'm going to give the beer, the Brigand Belgian Ale, a 4.25 out of 5.
Nice.
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come back with Real Life XP.
Yepers.
Woohoo! Ginger.
Yeah?
It's time for Real Life XP.
TMCR LLC. GRPVG.
All that and more.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're here to tell you how we got XP in real life.
Yeah.
It's spring and the weather is nice.
So nice.
The other day on a drive, I saw all the wildlife coming out. On one drive, I saw 2 bald eagles, 4 turkeys, and 6 deer.
You saw 4 turkeys? Did you go...
That was just on that one ride.
Oh, you didn't go...
No, I didn't. They probably wouldn't have heard me over my vehicle.
Oh, okay. Nice, though. It is getting nice. Is that your real life XP?
Yep, that's my real life XP.
So just 7,000 points?
Oh, no, at least triple that.
21,000?
Yeah. About 121,000. Because I saw 2 bald eagles on the same trip.
America!
Did you start singing America? Fuck yeah. So no. Lick my butt and suck on my balls.
I started looking for a fish to throw out the window to feed them. I couldn't find any, though.
That's funny.
So 121,000. How's that sound?
Okay.
That works. Yeah, sure.
I didn't run over the deer or the turkeys either.
That's important.
Right.
So, yeah, that's definitely worth it.
What's your real life XP, Ginger?
So, my real life XP, I'll have to take, a picture of this necklace that I made myself. I made a whole bunch of stuff for my business and for the place where I sell, a couple little things for the place where I sell my plants. And I wanted to make myself a necklace. So a while back, I got this giant chunk of lapis lazuli, and it's really pretty. And I made a necklace.
Teach me.
So
teach me your ways. That's awesome.
Yeah, when I got that piece of lapis, I was like, this is mine. I can't give this one up. And it turned out really nice.
I think that's the stone that you need to evolve a water type Eevee too, if you ever get one of those.
It's also like an ancient Egypt stone where shit was built out of lapis and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. It's a giant chunk. It has blue, kind of goldish flecks and silver. And when I saw it, I couldn't say no, especially how cheap it was. I was like, gimme.
Well, if it's that cheap, let's get a bunch and build something out of it.
I haven't seen another one like this.
See if we can get a few skids of bricks.
Usually lapis is not cheap. Oh. That's what I'm saying.
Never mind.
They did not know what they had.
Yeah.
So... That's okay. Whatever. Good for me. I have this giant chunk of lapis around my neck now.
I see this as an absolute win.
So, for finally making myself a necklace to wear, it's been a little while since I've made a necklace for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 250,000 points.
Yeah. Take it. 250,001.
Okay. I'm not going to say no to more points.
JD, what's your real life XP?
So my real life XP is I have gotten myself back into improv training.
Awesome.
I'm not going to go into too much with this in particular. There was some drama. sure. Okay. Yeah. So I found myself transformed into a pineapple recently, and that prevented me from going through improv training.
Then someone carved me out.
I think of it as a character
and flaw. Lived in me. It was a fucking sponge. Would I be anyway, good at improv?
Yeah, I think so. Because improv is all about like taking what the other person said and saying yes and to that, and just like expanding on it. And yeah,
okay. But I'm happy for you. So. This sounds exciting.
But I went through training with a local theater back in like 2018, 2019, and then the pandemic happened. And this is the part I'm not going to go into too much information with this. Drama happened. Yay.
Yeah, of course. With people who love drama, drama comes. It's insane.
So, So, I have found another place for me to go ahead and start doing classes recently. And we just had our fourth class this week. And it has been so much fun. I love doing improv, because it's all about, you know, like, one of the things I kind of learned is, like, I've got, like, a Rolodex in my head of, because y'all know I do voices.
Yes.
So I'll just grab a random voice, and then grab a different character and assign it to that voice, and then see what happens from there in whatever situation we're thrown in.
Hell yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. I love that. So,
yeah.
Like it, and it's so much fun to throw people off guard, you know, because they're
absolutely
they're See? Used to people that can do improv with their regular voice. And like this past Tuesday, I started a scene. Oh, come on, Bo Cephas, we gotta keep digging for silver right here. And they're like, what the heck?
Somebody call the priest.
Exactly. Yeah. And the best part is that so the place that I am taking classes now, they had four different levels of it. So I'm actually back at level one. It's been a while for me.
That's
but at the
okay.
end of every level, you get to do an actual show.
Legendary.
So come May 10th, I'll be performing for the first time in years.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. You got this.
So I'm super excited for this.
I'm so excited for you.
So like you right a, now, do, this is...
Do you get a different color belt too?
Oh man, I wonder if I could pitch that to them.
I mean,
so like,
just come in wearing like tenets... a green belt. Be like, check this out, guys! I graduated a level.
There are quote unquote rules for improv, or things that you should focus on. One of them is called Crow, and it breaks down into character, relationship, objective, and where. And if you can think of those four things when you're doing improv, you know, who are you? What's your relationship to the other person? What do you two want to do together? And where are you at the moment? You can do a great scene. It doesn't even matter if it's funny. You can just use those. So maybe
I mean,
a
yeah,
belt that has each letter on that you earn.
That's really cool.
But yes, yeah, so like, since I'm back in the beginning, like, I don't have that high of XP just yet, but I plan on going through this, so I'm going to give myself about 5,000 experience.
So 7,000 is the base.
Yeah, plus the 5.
Oh!
Plus the 5, because 7,000 is surviving without shitting your pants.
Oh, okay. I might have done that, too.
That is something that... We can edit out.
No. I didn't really. It's perfectly fine. I was just trying to see how you would yes and with that.
I know. Sometimes that works. Okay, 12,000. Their pants. So 12,000.
To each their own. Yeah. So 7,000 plus 5,000. Yeah, that works. Yeah. 12,000.
Sometimes people can shit their pants on purpose. You know, depends on what you're into.
I mean,
to each their own. We do not kink shame.
I mean, if you want to not kink shame, there's a few out there I will shame.
Yeah.
We won't get into that right now. We'll be right back with games.
Oh, hello there.
Ginger.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I play the Power Wash Simulator DLC.
Ooh, there's more Power Wash Simulator?
Yes, there is, and I do have a lot to say about it. All okay. right.
Ooh.
So, there's two, like, new areas. The first one I'll talk about is Lara Croft Tomb Raider. So...
And these are both free if you already own the game on any platform, mm-hmm. including Game Pass.
Yep. So, first you have to clean the front of her manor off.
Lara and the Croft, fountain. You said?
Lara.
Lara Croft? Like what from the movies?
From the video game.
Okay.
From the novelization of the movie?
No. Maybe.
From the comic book of the novelization of...
But
from that game at Dave and Buster's where you shoot a bunch of wolves.
Oh yeah,
just wolves.
Yeah, pretty much
over and over again.
Oh yeah, the spinoff from Uncharted.
So you have to clean her manor and the fountain in front of it for only $400. This is kind of a reoccurring thing.
And it's
rich
like
people don't pay.
Three stories, four stories.
Rich people don't pay. It's a fucking manor.
Yeah.
They have a Tomb Raider. Let's get into this for a second. So, this is, you have a white woman tomb raiding, I say in quotes, aka going into probably indigenous areas and stealing their holy fucking artifacts, all right? That is a whole goddamn problem in itself. And I could go on and on about that.
How else
but
do you
this
get to
bitch
Lambeau?
Don't pay worth a goddamn. And she is rich. You just, it like, you see this with rich people. Like, they don't fucking tip well when they go out to eat. They'll go even less than fucking, like, 10%, which is fucking mind-boggling. And I would spit in their food in Minecraft. So, the manor takes a while, and it's only $400. But you would think the obstacle course and bike would be a little more. It's two objects, right? Nah, this bitch pays you $300 for this. Like, the fuck is that? And it takes a while. Like, you gotta get in the crevices of this stuff.
It's a big obstacle filthy. Course.
It's a huge obstacle course. It goes, like, around, like, the side, the back, and another side of her fucking manor mansion.
A big adult.
Like obstacle course. Gym. Yeah.
And
I
you
mean,
get to do it while you're cleaning it. Like,
it's
kind of
cool
and...
to like see it, right? Sure. It's neat because I don't think I've
That's
played
why
enough
you played
of
the
games.
Game, not for the virtual money that you earned.
Right. No, but I still have to mention about this rich bitch ripping the fuck off.
We don't even need the money. We have every single
yeah,
item
we do.
In the game.
But that's besides the point. It's fake money. Why not make it more?
Excuse because me. They know you already have every item in the
Bitch
game
asses.
By the time you beat
Okay,
it.
The next thing you gotta watch is a Jeep and her motorboat, which I said, motorboat?
Yeah, oh man! Listen, I love Bryn, but I volunteer as tribute.
Me first.
I don't know if it's the original Lara Croft, it might poke your eyes out. With
a ow.
You know how much she gives you for this? $75. The fuck is that?
What?
Yeah.
The power washer Jeep.
Like, bitch. I can't.
When
even.
Did this game come out? That's not like 1982 prices.
It's rich people not paying people prices.
That's
okay.
That's when you accidentally leave the power wash in one spot and power wash right through her hull.
You know.
Oh, no.
I'm
There's
just
There's a
saying.
Hole in your boat.
It's a speed hole.
Okay, so this next one I actually really liked a lot because I'm a Green Witch. It was Croft's Manor Maze. So it was like a cool, like, big hedge maze with, like, cool, like, terraces and like fountains, and it was like a little maze, and that was really cool. I really liked this one. It was really big though, like you can find like a couple places and then you had to walk, go through a tunnel and come out this other spot, like the secret garden spot, and that was like completely filthy, which it was just a lot to clean. Want to guess how much She charges for this.
I peeked at your notes.
Damn it.
Okay,
Willie.
Okay, hold on. All right, so we're talking a nice hedge maze.
It's huge.
Huge hedge maze. All right. I'm going to guess $60.
I mean, you're not. You're a little low, but you're kind of in the ballpark. $112.50.
What?
Like. Does she have an accountant? What? An accountant that, like, calculates square inch or something?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but I can tell you that this bitch is ripping you off.
Hedge maze. So you're power washing her hedges? Those are plants.
Mm-mm. I just said it was, like, terraces.
Okay.
And, like, statues and, like, benches.
Like, okay, all like, the statuary in the hedge maze.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. So, last one for Lara Rip You Off Croft. It's the treasure room. So you get to see all the stuff that she's ripped off from other indigenous areas.
It reminded me of the house from that Jurassic Park Dominion.
Why? Because it had the dinosaur in it?
Well, yeah. And there's that big scene in that museum-like house where they fall through the roof.
I did not write down everything that was in the treasure room. I know there was, like, this cool Aztec armor and, like, something else from, like, Aztecs and a few other, like, things from around the world that she tomb raided. A.K.A. stole her white ass, walked up in some indigenous territory, and stole this shit, bitch. There is a cool T-Rex and some cool windows, though. Like, it is a beautiful room, not gonna lie. But, like, if you really had, before I tell you how much she pays you for this, if you really did this in a home with all that hardwood, it would fucking wreck it. It would wreck Splinters. This shit. That's why I love this game, because you can't wreck this shit at all. $300 for this giant fucking room full of very precious treasure.
Floors, walls, and ceiling.
Yes.
And a T-Rex.
Covered
in dirt. And a T-Rex.
Yeah.
$300. This bitch. There was a fountain in the first area, so there's your piss jug. So, the next area, you wondered how I was going to really fill in this DLC, right?
The next expansion?
The next expansion is kind of close to my heart. It's Midgar Final Fantasy VII Remake. It's from the remake.
Okay.
It's not from the original weird 3D block one. Which is kind of cool to see some of this stuff up close, especially one of the areas that were my favorite. First, Tango's up on the counter. I just heard a plate. Hopefully it doesn't break it. Okay. First area, it's in the Shinra warehouse. It's the Scorpion Sentinel. That's like one of the first bosses that you fight in Midgar. And you have to clean it all. Like, it is, like, in the cracks.
A gigantic...
It's huge.
Spider tank? How many legs is this?
It's a scorpion.
Okay, six-legged?
So, yeah, there's six legs. It has fucking guns. It has a laser shit. Like, you gotta get all over it. And the cool thing about this game is you can jump all over stuff to clean it. So, it's relatively easy to get to. But...
It's cool that you get to see all the parts of these, like, fictional models.
It's really neat.
Like, all the details, but and every part is labeled as you're cleaning it. Like,
on par with the rich motherfuckers and not paying you right, Shinra, a fucking corporation, $150.
To clean a tank?
To clean this Scorpion Sentinel. It's way bigger than a fucking tank. Like, the fuck?
It seems like they would have soldiers to do that they don't have for to real. Pay anything.
Or, like, I'm kind of surprised that they don't use just, like, their army to clean it. But, whatever.
Suppose the henchmen are busy off fighting some superpowered...
The thing your Shinra contact is actually, fuck, I forget his name, but it's the voice of the big Moogle cat thing, Cat Sith. It's the voice, it's not Reeves? It might be Reeves. It might be Reeves. Anyways, so the second little area is in the Shinra building. It's the Mako Energy exhibit. So it's a big, big exhibit of Midgar. And I know when you're in the Shinra building in there, you can go by it. But this one is like really detailed. And it's kind of cool to see like all the details in it.
Have you said what kind of game this is yet, this episode?
People know what Power Wash Simulator is by now. It's a fucking first-person shooter, but you're spurting water. There you go. So, this one...
I like Mario Sunshine. I'm in.
I am... I still think it. They paid you cheaper for what... comparatively for all the details in this that you have to get. $225 for this giant exhibit that you can, like, walk on. Like, it's huge. All right, so... third spot, Shinra Building. You get to clean the Hardy Daytona and the Shinra Hauler. These are the two vehicles that Cloud and the gang steal to, like, escape out of Midgar. And that was really cool to see the details in these vehicles.
Yeah.
That, like, fucking amazing. But on par with cheap-ass bastard fucking rich people, $75 for two vehicles.
Damn, son, we're
just bullshit. Okay, my next spot is my favorite. It is in Midgar, Sector 7, 7th Heaven. You get to clean that for Tifa. Yeah, 7th Heaven, her bar.
Okay.
So it's a bar. There's a couple pinball tables in there. You get to clean those. You don't get to go downstairs in the secret hidey spot.
Can you play them?
No, you can just clean that. Boo. Yeah, boo. I agree. But it's cool to be able to clean, I mean, the entire bar. Apparently Shinra comes in and makes a mess, and you have to clean floor to ceiling, everything.
They come in and spray grease on the ceiling.
For real, like. So I respect...
I want to go to one of their parties, honestly.
I respect the amount that they pay, because I know they're Avalanche. They don't have much money. They're, like, poor. She pays $350. And Cloud checks over it. He's like, oh, yeah, you did a good job. You don't see any of the people. You just read the dialogue.
Isn't Cloud a soldier, too?
He's not a soldier. He has the memories of a soldier.
ACAB includes Cloud.
I mean,
he
never really was a soldier, though. Oh, like, okay. He has the memories of Zack.
Grew up wanting to be. Well, that's still just as bad.
Yeah.
At least he leaves and fights the man.
Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about that. But yes, ACAB to teeny tiny baby Cloud. All right, the last one. Back at Shinra. Back at the Crooks. This time you get to clean the Airbuster, which that is...
another big tank thing?
A big tank thing with, like, big cannon guns, lasers and shit. And it's just as big as the Scorpion Sentinel. So they pay you the same, $150.
Yeah. I thought the second one was even bigger.
It may have been. It's the one that you have to fight when you're at the end of Midgar, right before you leave. So I had to do that one twice because we thought you could save it and then go to another thing. Well, no.
I wanted to try a time trial, one of the challenges.
Mm. Yeah.
And so we went and saved it when it was 97% complete.
No, it was 99.
And then couldn't reload it. It was gone.
So I had to redo it all. Oh. But whatever. Like, whatever. So this DLC was worth it. Especially if you like, if you like
it was free. Power of Wash course Simulator. It's worth
it. Well, yeah, but it
you
was,
mean worth your time?
Yeah, it was worth my time. Going back to Power Wash Simulator, it was a lot of fun.
Can I, let me ask you something about that.
Yeah.
So this week, Power Wash Simulator announced that they have a whole bunch, they have a roadmap for both paid and free DLC coming out. Mm. With your experience with the DLC that you've gotten with Tomb Raider and with Final Fantasy, would you say, obviously we're not judging it, would you say that your excitement for that is now held back? Like, it was the quality of the DLC good enough that you're like, okay, I think they're going to keep making good DLC? Or is it, I don't know if this is going to keep being worth it? That's why I'm curious about.
I guess it matters on what they bring out, right? I mean, it was pretty cool going through that game, like, washing stuff from Mars. Like the Mars rover,
yeah.
That was really neat.
Well, they didn't add any new abilities or stuff, so basically the DLC is just new 3D models to clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically the same thing in the game, just cool shit. I would say the Lara Croft stuff,
Lara Croft.
She. Like, I've never was really into those games, and I think she's a gross colonizer lady running around stealing from indigenous cultures. I did like playing the first game when it came out years ago and just making her swan dive off of her mansion into the either concrete or the pool. That's all I did. So it kind of matters on what's there. And how much it is, honestly. Because I've played it. It's a fun game. I probably won't go back and clean some of the stuff unless I want the, like, trophies or the achievements, but...
Clean the Grand Canyon.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm looking at...
The walk that goes out, that would be cool. But...
Yeah. I'm looking at the announcements. So the new DLC comes out... the free DLC comes out April 18th, so this coming Tuesday. And it's supposed to expand the actual story of the game, that you're going to be going to new places in the town.
That would be
such
cool.
As a solar water plant and a satellite dish.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Okay, interesting. The final new job comes in the form of Muckingham's lush green recreation ground, home of grubby food trucks.
So you gotta clean food trucks.
Cool.
Yep. I will be right back. I can't hold it anymore.
Okay. JD, what game you play?
It is, you know, I should have done a little bit more research on this site. Let me go ahead and pull up the Wikipedia on it, so I can act like I'm super knowledgeable about it. Yes, the Wikipedia. Wiki.
The Wiki of the Week.
Anyway, so I've been playing it's a game from 1984 called Bomb Jack.
Okay.
It's as old as me. Ding, ding, ding.
Is this one of
those adult games?
Oh, one of those what?
Adult games?
No.
Okay. They made some of those for Atari back then, I know.
Yeah, that was Jack Bomb.
Okay.
And that's when you jack off, it's explosive, it's this whole thing. There's a thing that I can say here that would make this actually funny.
That's obviously what
I'm talking about. Perfect. Thank you. Yes. So this you play as the character Bomb Jack. It's a two-dimensional platformer game where there are 24 bombs on the screen and enemies trying to chase you around. It's a little bit of a maze as well, but not too much. But the moment you pick up one bomb, a bomb on screen is going to be lit. Now, there's no timer. It's not like it's going to explode. You now get more points if you pick up lit bombs versus unlit bombs. So there's like an order that you can efficiently collect all the bombs.
It's like,
and once you
putting yourself at risk gets you more points.
Yeah. So like you can either collect all the bombs out of order. So when you complete the level, you complete the level by getting all the bombs on the screen. And you get a bonus if you pick up only lit bombs.
Yeah.
So the challenge now becomes collect, like, they'll be scattered throughout. Now the challenge becomes, can you evade enemies that are hunting you down while collecting the bombs in order?
Mm. What kind of enemies are there?
There's birds, there's soccer balls, there's balls. Hermit crabs.
Balls and crabs.
There's robots. There's I'm looking over screenshots right now. Yeah, not really much else to be honest. Yeah. Well. and UFOs. UFOs also.
Sweet aliens.
But you
fucking balls. Yes.
Anal probes
and crabs.
From aliens.
Yes. Finally.
All kinds of experiments.
and you like it's a background. What I miss?
I'm just laughing at the balls still. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm perfectly fine with that. Yeah.
Sorry.
You probably, I just thought like maybe I said something weird and I didn't realize it or something. I don't know.
You did. You said balls. Look, I'm getting.
That is my character flaw, that I say balls sometimes.
Oh, old man is coming up.
Don't call me that.
So one of the cool things with this game is that when you collect a certain number of bombs on screen, there'll be a random power-up that bounces around. And when you jump, every time that you jump, or if you tap, like, touch the wall and pull away, the color of that power-up that's bouncing around changes.
Okay.
And it becomes worth more points until it wraps back around to the beginning. So now you not only need to avoid enemies, collect the bombs in lit order, but when you see that power-up, you now need to pick it up when it's the worth the most. Uh-huh. And that requires you to be aware of, okay, I need to touch the wall so many times, or I need to jump off the floor, or... and one of the cool things is that, like, if you hold up and mash the jump button, you won't jump up, you'll just float, and you barely start sliding down. And that's an intentional part of the gameplay. So that's how you can kind of manipulate the AI a little bit, and you can kind of like, okay, oh, well, the power-up is there, and it's already gray, which is the most points, so now I can't touch the ground.
All right.
So I have to float around avoiding things, but not pick up bombs unless it's the right one.
Yeah, that sounds like an old game that can be really complicated and tough.
And you get like 3 lives for a quarter.
Yep. and here's the weird thing. When they manufactured it, the because we've all done enough competitive gaming to know, like, to look up, like, what the default dip switches the manufacturers recommended. Uh-huh. The manufacturers did not recommend having an extra life.
Yeah.
Like, based off of points. There are extra coins that pop up. And okay. most of the time, they're multipliers. So, now you have to go ahead and worry about collecting the coin to get multipliers now. So, like, everything like maxes out at times 5. So, your score can go crazy super duper fast. But at the end of the level, it resets back to 1.
Okay.
But sometimes instead of a multiplier coin, it'll be an extra life. That's just it.
Okay.
So yeah, again, jump around, collect bombs in the right order, avoid bad guys, get the multipliers, and get the power ups all when they're in the right mode. So good.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been playing it a lot because, like y'all, I mentioned before, I'm doing like achievements for that website, Retro Achievements.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
This is the game that I picked up, because Bomb Jack, I don't think was in the main tournament where I first picked up Burger Time.
Okay,
but it was probably in like the year after, or maybe the year after that. and I fell in love with the game, but I'm terrible at it. And I'm like, what better way to get better at it than to be the one to make achievements for it? Because now that means I have to test my achievements.
Right.
So now I need to go ahead and get good at it.
Yeah. That's awesome,
though. Yeah. Cool. Downside is there are zero water receptacles. So I can't even joke around. I'm like, oh, someone pissed in that. No.
I mean, crabs are from water. Balls can float in water, but that's a reach.
Do they?
Basketballs
do. Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, balls do too.
Do they?
Next time you're in the bath, honey, let us know.
Should I?
Yeah, they do float. Unless you're like, even though if you're like underwater, they're still floaty.
Wait, hold on. I can work with this. I can work with this. One of the stages that you play in front of, it looks like it's the Hudson River from New York City.
There we go. Yeah.
And that thing is like 37% piss. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So, okay.
We've got piss in this game.
Yay!
Anyway, yeah, that's what I've been playing lately. Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
What about you, Willie? What you been playing, dog? Select your
player. I've been playing Indivisible. I picked this up on Xbox. This is from the creators of Skullgirls. And after Skullgirls, they were like, hey, we want to make an RPG. And they crowdfunded it with like $2.2 million on Kickstarter and
awesome.
Some other thing.
Good for them.
Then apparently right after this game was completed, the team disbanded and fell apart. So this is also the last game from the developers of Skullgirls. But it's a RPG with Metroidvania aspects and four-button active time battles. It's cool, like, if you know the Skullgirls artwork, it's very cartoony like that, with lots of character variation. The characters are really cool in this game.
Yeah, I like the Tiger Girl. It's me.
There's lots of voice acting in it. That's pretty good, too. Some of the characters are vaguely Russian, but there's accents from all over and all different kinds of voices.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
But the you play most of the game exploring is a 2D platformer. And you get earn abilities as you go, like you'll get a wall jump, and then you can jump off walls back and forth to climb up to new areas. And then you get an axe, and you can jump and put the axe in the wall and jump up again. Then you get a bow and arrow that you can shoot in the map section, so you can like shoot targets far away. A time button with the bow and arrow, so you can pause mid-air while you're falling and shoot an arrow from, you know, a different spot. In order to do more complicated jumps and explore.
A more targeted spot.
Yeah, like a target that will make blocks appear that you then have, you know, 3 or 4 seconds to jump up the blocks to get to the next section of the stage. And all the enemies, they're not random battles, but you'll see them there. And you're controlling just the one, the main character on the screen, because everybody else got sucked into her brain. And when you touch an enemy, then 3 people come out of her brain to help fight. They're assigned to the A, B, X, Y. Each character has 1 button. There's an active time meter that fills up, like 3 uses of A for this character. And then you can either press, like, A for the regular attack, or you can press up an A to do one thing, or down an A to do one thing. And each character controls differently, has a completely different set of moves. You can set them to whichever button you want.
That's good. So you know, like,
nice.
The attacks are all up, or maybe the magic is all down or something like that to make it a little more cohesive for you
nope.
to play.
Each character is different. So, like, the main character
so you
is
can't
one can,
set them.
Well, you can set the character that is healing to the B button, but you can't change their up in a... Up and B does healing. You can't change that to down and B.
Lame.
Or like there's one of the characters has a bird, and if you press up in her button, then the bird picks her up in the air and does kind of a dragoon jump. And if you press down in the button, then the bird sets her down and she can do a regular ground attack.
I almost forgot that you had that bird person.
there are dozens of characters in this game. As you go, you keep running into new people, and you can swap them in, add them to your party. At least I think there's dozens of people. I think that's what I read. I haven't beat it. I don't have everybody. But yeah, the battles are pretty fun when you set up. Let's go through some of the characters. The girl you start with, her father was killed at the beginning. Headshot. And so she sets out to take revenge and beat up the guy who sent everybody to kill all the villagers. The first guy to join you and get sucked into your brain is the guy who killed your father. Of course, nobody likes him.
Yeah, everyone hates him. It's pretty funny.
So you find this woman in the jungle who's got an almost dead tiger that she's wearing as a cowl.
That's me.
It gives her fire magic because she carries around its soul in a lantern.
I love it so much. And she's creepy.
Yeah, she is. She likes to see blood and guts and wants to see people cut open. And
like a tiger.
Yeah, she's kind of interested in the plan of Ravanavar, the he's the ultimate bad villain who wants to destroy Earth, make it a, you know, barren wasteland of flames and ashes. She's a little bit interested in that.
Chaotic. I like it.
There's an archer guy who kind of wants to leave, but he doesn't agree with what you're doing, but he's stuck with you for now. All
right.
All kinds of characters. You meet a pirate captain who lets you join as her crew when you're trying to find a boat. There's a water genie lady who can make puddles everywhere. And she runs around. She runs around everywhere she goes. She leaves puddles on the ground. And if you make a rainbow, all of your teammates who are standing in her puddles get healed. So I think that's definitely one of the bathroom situations.
She has a wet-ass pussy. Uh-huh. I love it.
Definitely need a bucket and a mop.
I love it.
She shoots water out of her hair.
I can see why the pirate lady likes her.
Oh, yeah, the pirate lady was all... The water lady does have big bosoms.
And she's as soon as a the beautiful pirate, cartoon.
As soon as the pirate captain saw her, she said, I would be honored if you would join me on my ship.
Nice.
Yeah, there's another healing character who's a botanist, who's like a small young kid.
I want her hat.
Her hat has a like living face in it.
Uh-huh.
She's ginseng and her hat is honey.
So cute.
And she like shakes some green juice out of her hat plant thing to heal everybody.
Well.
So it's all pretty amusing. The characters are all well animated and creative. Another bathroom situation, though, there's like the inner part of your brain where all the people get sucked into between fights. You can go inside your own brain, too, and walk around, explore, and talk to them. In a cutscene, the tiger lady, she's like, you know, it's a good thing. Somebody else said it's a good thing we don't have to eat while we're in there.
No.
And she's like, oh, it's also a good thing we don't have to poop in there.
Yes.
You just have a brain full of poop.
That was perfect. Yeah. Honestly, that I was like, see, this game gets it. Game gets it.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's on Xbox. I bought it. I think it's like $20 regularly priced.
That ain't bad.
No.
For the graphics, and it seems like it handles pretty smoothly, and the funniness of the characters, that's not bad at all.
It is. The story is entertaining, as cliched as it is. All the characters are different enough from like the standard cliched characters. That it's interesting.
Nice.
And the battle system is really cool. Where you got four different characters, each with their own button. Oh, and you also block, kind of like in a Paper Mario game, or a Mario and Luigi game.
Mm-hmm.
The same button for each character's attack is also their block when the enemy is attacking.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
There's a shoulder button that blocks for everybody if they're attacking multiple people. But then sometimes the enemies will do grabs, and then the shoulder button that blocks for everybody, it won't block a grab. You have to use the character's specific button in order to block those.
Mm.
So you've got a little bit to press the button. It broadcasts their attack with a line on the ground, arrows coming at you before they do it. So it's not hard to tell who they're attacking.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You just have to time it right to block. Yep.
You get a better block if you time it just right. If you hold it before, you know, you still get a decent block. And then it'll be like a line of red arrows if it's an attack. And it'll be like a line of orange arrows if it's a grab.
Hmm.
To tell the difference between what's coming at you.
And if you're colorblind, fuck you.
There might be shapes too, but I've been paying attention to colors mostly.
Okay, hopefully they make some kind of difference.
Yeah, I didn't look into that. Oh, and it's also got couch co-op. You can play with 1 to 4 people, all simultaneously, each controlling one character, both in the platforming and in the battles.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So you could be a pain in the ass, or very helpful.
Yeah, I wonder if you could help in the platforming. Jump on somebody's head or something. We need to try that out.
We'll never know.
There's no way to know. So yeah, Indivisible. I played it on Xbox.
All right, sweet.
Ginger, we need recommendations.
Doot doot.
Doodly doot.
Yeah, well, what do you got to recommend?
I'm going to
recommend.
I'm going to recommend.
Last recommend.
Now it's going to be recommendations. Moo moo. Moodly moo.
Moo moo. Moo moo moo.
Moo 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 moo.
Instead of a podcast, I'm going to recommend a movie.
Oh, snap.
But the movie is very podcast-like. It's called The First and Last Men. And it's based on a 1930s sci-fi novel.
Oh.
It takes place, 2,000 million years in the future?
I don't know. It's a good movie to
which
sleep,
is like
fall
2 billion
asleep
years.
To.
Yeah.
It's a good movie to fall asleep to. Because I fucking fell asleep to this boring ass shit.
It's just narration and
pictures.
Yeah, mostly stills that like will zoom in or pan over of the futuristic buildings that humans have. Probably not on planet Earth. Hmm. And is narration and pictures, black and white pictures of weird but generic steel plate buildings, pretty much. Maybe sunrises over it for a little bit, but then just another part of the building, and they tell the story of how humanity evolved and had to leave Earth and settle in other planets and solar systems, and like really weird, deep. I mean, maybe not deep, but imaginative and
deep sleep,
thought provoking. Unless it puts you to sleep, like it did with Ginger.
I was fighting to keep my eyes open. I was fighting. I was like, I can do it. I can do it.
It actually kept me up because I'm into the old 1930s, early 1900s science fiction. And I was playing Marvel Snap, and I didn't miss a thing on the screen while I listened to the movie.
I mean, that's true.
So yeah, The First and Last Men.
All right. Boring. Sorry. I might as well just say it on the podcast.
Yeah, well, your game was boring.
What game?
Power Wash Stimulator.
But if you're calling Stimulator...
That's the porno parody movie. What's your recommendation, Ginger? Not that movie, I hope.
No. My recommendation is to get outside if it's finally getting nice in your area. It is gorgeous here in Michigan. It is, like, a little warmer than it usually is.
I should go for a one-wheel ride while it's 85 degrees since it's going to snow on Monday.
Don't swear on our fucking podcast like that. The fuck? Damn it.
Oh, fuck off.
No, you fuck off.
Okay.
But yeah, if it's getting nice out and if you can handle going outside, go outside maybe for a walk, or if you play Pokemon, go spin some stops, or just get outside, get some fresh air.
Just watch out for the Gojiras.
Also the robins, because they're out. I don't think they're going to dive bomb people, but...
No, isn't that starlings?
Starlings will fuck you up.
You got to watch out if you're downtown Grand Rapids at Riverside Park. I forget what brewery it is, but yeah, I got attacked by birds there a couple of times.
If you get too close to their fucking, like, nest, they will...
Well, the parking spots are right under their trees, and mm-hmm. they'll just attack you as you get out of your car.
Who's this? I'm gonna get them. Dude, that's why Usador fucking hates starlings, man.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They're fucking dicks.
Fuck starlings.
I know one of our patrons has been dealing with starlings, and one that was fucked up, got it took away. The flock shit on their car. Shit all over it.
Oh, no.
Covered it. Because it was like... And she said... She sent me a picture of the fucking, like, tree. And she said, this looked like leaves, but it was full of starlings. I was like, oh, my God.
Wait, what are you recommending?
And I'm... Said go outside.
Oh, okay.
Unless you see a flock of starlings, then fuck off. Because stay inside if you see starlings. Leave them alone. They're mean. Okay, JD, what do you recommend?
Well, I mean, funny enough, I was going to recommend going outside being shat on by a whole bunch of birds, but now I got to figure out something else.
Well, I mean, if you want, if that's it is your kink.
It's a fun way to decorate an umbrella.
Oh, that would be nasty.
So colorful.
Stinky. Colorful, like, so... white and, like, gray.
Oh, God. Okay, moving away very, very fast from a poop conversation. Ew.
No!
There is an improv troupe. I might have mentioned them before as a recommendation. Called Big Grande.
I don't know if you have.
What's that?
I don't know if you have.
So, like, a lot of improv is very, like, you know, someone throws something out, and then, like, everyone else's job is to now, you know, say yes to it and help expand upon it. Or just help explore it in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Big Grande, they have kind of a unique take when it comes to doing improv. In that, okay, so imagine you've got two people, and one person says something like... man, it is so hot today.
Yeah, and my boobs are sweating.
That would be like a yes and. Their take is to say no, but.
No, but my boobs are sweating.
Kind of how we do say, our podcast.
Why are you, so like the person B would be like, why are you saying it's so hot? It is negative 20 degrees outside. And now it is person A's job to find a way to take both of those and make them both true. Hmm. And find the humor in that. And now everyone else has to play with whatever grows from there.
I love that.
And it's not explicitly that game. Like a lot of improv is considered games. When you're like finding a pattern and you're repeating it over and over again.
Yeah.
But so this isn't necessarily something they do all the time, but it is a very consistent thing where someone will be like, yeah, no, I'm doing really, really good with the ladies. And then someone will be like, well, that's funny because I was at the restaurant, where you took your last date and it definitely could have gone better. In fact, here, let me go ahead and play back footage of it. And now they're making person
A. She was inflatable and you still got in a fight.
Right. And now they have to justify that. So they do a podcast of that kind of nature, and they just started this. It's a paid podcast, unfortunately. But I love these guys so much, I've paid for just about anything that they put out. It's called Exit 43.
Okay.
Cool.
And
it's the whole idea is we're going to go ahead and go driving. We're going to take this exit off of this highway, and we're going to see what stores or what's there and explore that place.
That's really cool.
And it is, these guys, like, they know each other well enough that they know when to play that game I mentioned. And then they also know when to yes and instead. And it is, it's genius. I cannot recommend it enough. So go check out Big Grande. The podcast is Exit 43.
Awesome.
Cool. Will do. There are probably some samples to check out. If people want to check it out before you subscribe.
Yep. They do have a free thing that not just has Exit 43. This is technically a sequel to another podcast, Exit 42.
Snap.
And they do have some amazing stuff. What I'd recommend, if you want to get a feel for their humor, someone did an anime, like they took an entire episode and animated it. Since it's an audio format, might as well make a cartoon out of it. So if you like look up Exit, yes,
but less rapey.
Look up,
yes,
far less rapey. Hallelujah.
We love
look
that.
Look up Exit 42 Subway. Sweet. It's like a 20-minute long cartoon based off of four guys improvising with each other, and I promise you, you have no idea where this is going.
No, but I do.
I mean, I guess you have already come back from the future to go ahead and know so. Okay.
And you do. No, that was really cheesy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, JD. Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Yes. Thank you for having me, as always. It's always a pleasure. I love being shooting the shit with y'all.
Hell yeah, we love having you on. So much fun. I hear a beep beep. Okay, it finally stopped.
That's okay. Let's just use that as a background noise, Ginger. What do we do next? We want to thank all our patrons.
Hell yeah, we do. Will, do you want to go?
No.
Why not? I'll help you.
Thanks, JD.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, Mike Gagney from Boston Harbor
thanks,
Horror.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. What?
Your turn.
Oh, thanks, Maiden of the Veil.
Yep, from After Hours at the 12th House. Thanks, Chris Copleen from The Retro Hangover.
Thanks, Keith from The Main Quest.
Daddy Keith?
Yeah.
And Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Is that all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Not those other guys from The Movie Seller?
They don't patron us.
Those
it's only Dan.
Slackers.
I like that's their choice.
Dan makes the whole podcast too. They're just there. Come on, George.
I mean, it's true. And we'd like to thank Rappy McRapperson for intro music and Inadequacy for our outro music.
There's no mo phone number.
No mo phone.
So just give us an email. Give us a call.
Call.
Give us a call on our email at grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You can leave a voice message at Anchor if you click on the link in the show notes.
Yep.
Or you can find all of our links at linktr.ee/grandrapidians.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we have a Patreon. We send out stickers. And we send out stickers for reviews too, if you show that you left a review. We'll give you a sticker.
Yep.
Or two or three.
Yeah, and you can find us on Instagram or Twitter if it's still there.
Yeah. I've been slacking on Twitter because it's been down so often, but I'm still there.
I've been slacking on Instagram because I have 4 Instagram pages.
I still post. I gotta take a picture of this brigand beer so I can post it.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.